This is the Aviact Merli of the 21st of December 2025. Original date, the 5th of March 2008. Accumulate the power of silence and elevated actions in the bank at the confluence age. Use the Shiv mantra to transform the consciousness of I. Today, Bapdada is seeing the love of all the children everywhere. All of you have also arrived here in the Viman, aeroplane of love. This Viman of love very easily enables you to reach the one you love. Bapdada is seeing that especially today, all souls who are absorbed in love are swinging in the swings of God's love. Bapdada is also merged in the love of the children everywhere. This love of God easily makes you bodiless, the same as the Father. It takes you beyond gross feelings and enables you to become stable in the Aviact stage and your Aviact form. Bapdada is pleased to see every child in a stage equal to his own stage. Today, all the children have come here to celebrate Shivratri, Shiv Jayanti, the birthday of the Father, and their own birthday. Both Bap and Dada have also arrived here from their own region to celebrate the birthday of all of you. This birthday of the Father and you is unique in the whole cycle and extremely lovely. Devotees celebrate this festival with a lot of love and devotional feelings. Whatever elevated and alaukic actions you have performed in this divine birth and are still performing are being celebrated in the form of a memorial for a limited time, for a temporary period. However, it is a wonder of the devotees too. Just see how much wonder there is in those whose memorials are created and those who are celebrating the memorials. At least they are clever at copying you because they are your devotees, are they not? So those who have created the memorials have received as a blessing the fruit of your greatness. You make a vow of complete purity for one birth, just once. They have copied you. They make a vow of purity for one day. You have made a vow of having pure food for your whole birth, whereas they hold a fast for one day. So today at Amrit Vela, Bapdada was seeing that the devotees of all of you are no less. Their speciality has also been very good. So have all of you made a firm vow in this whole birth for your food and drink? For the purity of the thoughts in your minds, for your words and actions, and for your actions while having connections and relationships? Have you made this vow, or only just a little? Purity is the basis of Brahmin life. It is the basis of becoming worthy of worship. It is the basis of elevated attainment. So, all of you fortunate souls who have reached here, check. Have I made a firm vow for the festival of this birth of becoming pure in all four ways? Purity, not just in terms of celibacy, but purity in my thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections. Have you made this firm vow? Have you? Those who have made this firm vow and are not a little weak, raise your hands. Firm? Is it firm? How firm is it? Will you shake if anyone makes you shake? Will you shake? Will you not shake? Sometimes Maya comes, does she not? Or does she not come? Have you bid farewell to Maya? Is it that you sometimes give Maya permission to come, and so she comes? Check. Have I made a firm vow? Have I made a vow for all time? Or is it only for some time? Sometimes a little, sometimes a lot. Sometimes a firm vow, sometimes a little weak. It is not like that, is it? In terms of love for Bapdada, all of you believe that you have more than 100% love for Bapdada. If Bapdada asks you how much love you have for Bapdada, all of you raise your hands with zeal and enthusiasm. It is only a few people who have a percentage in terms of their love. The majority have love. You have passed in the subject of love, and Bapdada also accepts that the majority of you have passed in love. However, in terms of your vow of purity, in terms of fulfilling the vow of complete purity in all four, that is, in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections, there is a percentage. What does Bapdada now want? Bapdada wishes you to fulfill the promise that you have made to become equal, that the Father's image is visible in the face of every child, that your every word is equal to that of the Father's. Bapdada's words become a blessing. So all of you have to check. Is the Father's image visible in my face? What is the Father's image? Complete, full in every respect. In this way, are the eyes and face of every child like the Father's? Is my face constantly smiling, or is it sometimes showing signs of thoughts, sometimes a shadow of waste thoughts, sometimes unhappy, sometimes showing signs of a lot of labour? It is not a face like that, is it? It is constantly like a rose. Not that it is sometimes like a rose in bloom, and sometimes it becomes something else. As soon as you took birth, Bapdada told you that Maya will come to oppose you in this elevated life of yours. However, it is Maya's duty to come, and the duty of you souls who have made a vow of having constant purity is to chase Maya away from a distance. Bapdada has seen that some children do not chase Maya away from a distance. Maya comes. You allow her to come. That is, you become influenced by Maya. If you do not chase her away from a distance, Maya also develops that habit because she knows that you will allow her to stay there. The sign of allowing Maya to stay is that when Maya comes, you think that that is Maya. But what do you then think? We haven't become complete yet. No one has become complete yet. We are now still becoming that. We will become that. You begin to say, ge, ge, that it will happen in the future. And so Maya develops the habit of staying there. So today, you are celebrating this birthday. the Father is giving you blessings and congratulations. But in which form does the Father wish to see every child, even the child who is the last number child? Even the last number child is loved by the Father. So the Father wants to see even the last number child constantly as a rose in bloom, not wilted. The reason for wilting is a little bit of carelessness. It will happen. I will see about it. I will do it. I will get there. So, this language of ge, ge, makes you fall down. So check, how much time has gone by? Now Bapdada has already given the signal for the closeness of the time, and for something happening suddenly. It is not that he is giving the signal now. He has already given it. It is necessary to remain ever ready and alert for such a time. In order to remain alert, check. Are my mind and intellect always clean and clear? They have to be clean. They have to be clear. For this, in order to be victorious at that time, it is essential to have both catching power and touching power in your mind and intellect. Such circumstances are to come that even though you may be sitting far away, you will be able to catch the Father's signals, directions and Srimat that you are to receive if your mind and intellect are clean and clear. You will be touched. I have to do this. I must not do that. Therefore, Bapdada already told you earlier, accumulate as much power of silence as you want. You have to be able to control your mind and intellect whenever you want, however you want. Do not let waste thoughts touch your dreams at all. There has to be such control over your mind. This is why there is the saying, when you have conquered your mind, you have conquered the world. Take, for example, the physical organs of your hands. You are able to make them function as and when you want, as per your orders. In the same way, let the controlling power of your mind and intellect emerge in the soul at every moment. Let it not be that you have that experience at the time of having yoga, but that when you are performing actions, at the time of having some interaction or some relationship with others, there is less experience of that. Test papers are to come suddenly, because you have to take test papers every now and then, before the final paper. So, what speciality will you have on this birthday? Accumulate as much power of silence as you can. In a second, become lost in the experience of sweet silence, because when it comes to science and silence, science is going into its extreme. The victory of the power of silence over science will bring about transformation. With the power of silence, you will be able to give cooperation to any soul who may even be sitting far away. You can quieten a wandering mind. You saw Brahma Baba. Whenever any specially beloved child was in any type of upheaval or settling any physical karmic account, Baba would wake up early in the morning and give Sakash with the power of silence, and that soul would experience that. So at the end you will have to give the cooperation of this silence. According to the circumstances, you have to pay a great deal of attention to this. It is only at this time that the bank is open for you to accumulate the power of silence and the power of elevated actions. This bank to accumulate in does not exist in any other birth. If you do not accumulate these now, then when the bank does not exist, where would you accumulate these? Therefore, you can accumulate as much credit as you want at this time. Generally, people also say, do whatever you want to do now. Think about whatever you have to think now. Whatever you think now, that will remain in the form of thoughts. Whereas after some time, when your limit of time comes close, the thought will be transformed into repentance. If only I had done this, I had to do this. That thought will not then remain in the form of a thought. It will change into repentance. This is why Bapdada is giving you a signal in advance. No matter what happens, become lost in the power of silence in a second. Do not say, I am making that effort. You can make effort to accumulate these at this time. So Bapdada has love for you children. Bapdada wishes to take each and every child back with him. The promise is that Baba will stay with you and that Baba will go back with you. In order for that promise to be fulfilled, it is those who become equal who will return with him. Double foreigners love to walk hand in hand. So your hand should be in the hand of Srimat. The father's Srimat and your own dictates, Manmat, are said to be hand in hand. So, is that all right? Today you have come to celebrate this birthday, have you not? Bapdada is pleased, and he also has great spiritual intoxication, that his children are always enthusiastic and constantly celebrating a festival. Do you celebrate a festival every day, or just on special days? The confluence age is a festival in itself. The age is one of festivity. No other age is like the confluence age. So all of you have the zeal and enthusiasm of definitely having to become equal to the Father, do you not? Do you? You have to become that. Or is it that you will see about it, that you will become that in the future, that you will do that in the future? You will not say, ge, that it will happen in the future, will you? Those who think that you have to become this, raise your hands. You have to become that. You may have to renounce something. You may have to do tapasya. Are you ready to renounce anything that you may have to? What is the greatest renunciation? In renouncing, the greatest obstacle is created by one word. In your renunciation, tapasya, disinterest, unlimited disinterest, it is just one word that causes obstacles. You already know it. What is that one word? I. The I of body consciousness. This is why Bapdada has said, whenever you say mine, what do you remember first? My Baba. Mera Baba. It is my Baba, is it not? You may say my for something else, but in saying mine, you have developed the habit of saying my Baba first. In the same way, whenever you say I, just as you never forget my Baba, whenever you say my, then the word Baba is also used as well. Whenever you say the word I, you should always remember the soul. Who am I? A soul. I, the soul, am doing this. I and mine. The limited has changed into unlimited. Is this possible? Is it? At least nod in agreement. Instill this habit. As soon as you say I, remember the soul. Then, when there is the consciousness of I, you will instantly remember one word. Who is Karavanha? The one who inspires you to act. The Father, Karavanha, is inspiring me to do it. At the time of doing anything, always remember the word Karavanha. There will not then be the consciousness of mine, my ideas, my duties. Sometimes there is a lot of intoxication of your duty, my duty. But who is the bestower who gave you that duty? These duties are a gift from God. To think I about a gift from God, is that good? Bapdada wants the result from every place. In this 1 month, make your natural nature such, because a natural nature cannot be changed quickly. So, make your natural nature like Baba told you. Let the Father's virtues constantly be visible on your face. Let the Father's Srimat be visible in your activity. Let your face constantly be smiling. Let your way of doing everything be of remaining content and making everyone content. In every action, let there be the balance of karma and yoga. Some children tell Baba very good things. Should Baba tell you what they say? They say, Baba, just understand that this is my nature. It isn't anything else, but my nature is like that. What should Bapdada say to that? Is it my nature? Some say, my way of speaking is like that. I didn't get angry, but my way of speaking is a little like that. I spoke a little loudly, but I didn't get angry. I just spoke a little loudly. Just look how sweet the things they say are. Bapdada says, to say mine for what you are referring to, as my nature, is wrong. Is my nature Ravan's nature or your nature? Your nature is that of the eternal time, of the original period, of the period when you were worthy of worship. That is your original nature. It is because you say mine, mine, for something that belongs to Ravan, that you are not able to get rid of it. You have kept something as yours that doesn't belong to you. Is it considered good when someone secretly keeps something that doesn't belong to them, carefully hidden away? So why do you consider Ravan's nature, someone else's nature, to belong to you? Some say with great intoxication, it is not my fault, it is just my nature. They even try to reassure Bapdada. So, will you now have the completion ceremony for this? Will you? Look, say it from your heart. Do it with your mind. Whenever your mind is willing, anything is possible. Accept this in your mind. This is not my nature. It belongs to someone else, and so I mustn't keep it. You have died alive, have you not? Is your nature Brahmin nature or your old nature? So, do you understand what Bap Dada wants? You may entertain yourself, you may dance and play games. But, there is a but. While doing everything, you have to become equal. How can you return home with the father without becoming equal? You would have to wait in the customs in the land of Dharamraj. You will not be able to return together with the father. So, should we see the result after 1 month? Daddies, speak. Should we see it then? Speak, should we see it then? Will you pay attention for 1 month? If you pay attention for 1 month, it will become natural. Do not miss even 1 day of the month. Acha. Are you daddies going to take responsibility for this? All of you together extend the hand of having good wishes and pure feelings for one another. When someone falls, you give your hand with a lot of love to get him up again. So with the hand of good wishes and pure feelings, giving cooperation to one another, continue to make them move forward. Is that okay? You don't check as much as you ought to. You do something and you check then, but it has happened by then, has it not? So first think and then do. Not that you do something first and then think about it. You have to do this. Acha. What drill does Bap Dada want you to do? In 1 second, become an embodiment of the power of silence, a concentrated mind, and a concentrated intellect. Throughout the day, take out 1 second every now and then and practice this. As soon as you have a thought of silence, you become an embodiment of it. You need time for this. Have the practice of 1 second. Silence. Acha. To you fortunate souls everywhere who are celebrating your birthday, to those who maintain their enthusiasm and celebrate the festival of the confluence age, to all the children who continue to fly with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm, to the Mahavir children who constantly make their minds and intellects experienced in being stable and concentrated, to the children who follow the Father and put into a practical form their enthusiasm to become equal, to those who are constantly loving and cooperative with one another, those who give courage and help others to receive the blessing of help from the Father, to the children who are bestowers of blessings and great donors, Bap Dada's love and remembrance, and multi-million times congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Blessing. May you be in an unlimited stage of retirement and engaged in staying in solitude and remembrance. According to the present time, all of you are close to your stage of retirement. Those who are in their stage of retirement do not play childhood games. They remain constantly in solitude and remembrance. All of you who are in your unlimited stage of retirement, stay constantly absorbed in the depths of one. That is, you stay constantly in solitude. Along with that, you must continue to remember the one and become embodiments of remembrance. Bapdada's pure hope for all of you children is that the children and the father now become equal. Stay constantly merged in remembrance. To be equal is to become merged. This is a sign of the stage of being in retirement. Slogan: when you take one step of courage, the Father will give 1,000 steps of help. Avyakt signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. Just as there was just the one sound, Mai Baba, emerging from everyone's lips for the Father, similarly let there be this bhavna, good feelings, and realization for each of you elevated souls. Let there be the feeling of belonging in each one. Let everyone consider you to be someone who has pure and positive thoughts for them and is their cooperative companion. This is known as being equal to the Father and seated on the heart throne in the karmatid stage. Om Shanti. Notice: today is the third Sunday World Meditation Day, when all Raja Yogi Tapasvi brothers and sisters collectively have yoga from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. At the time of yoga, be stable in your form of light and might, and while in the center of your forehead and invoking Bapdada, experience the combined form and do the service of spreading rays of light and might everywhere. Om Shanti.